It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
I've got an eclectic reading list.
There's square dancing and trains and obviously balloon hats.
Let me just remind you where we have been through, what we've been through. It's just a, I can't answer your question beyond, beyond that. So long as I'm the president, my measure of success is victory and success.
You know, if there was a magic wand to wave, I'd be waving it, of course.
But there is no magic wand to wave right now.
You can say that again.
W? Obviously balloon hats.
He will.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. This is our phone number, 877-365.
What are you doing, Doug?
3636. Yeah. F you, sir.
Yeah, on the blower.
I don't know why I did that. Anyway.
My foot's wet. I dropped a glass of water on my foot.
We got the Hollywood Buzz going and got a chance to hear another one of Buzz's great commercials during the break.
Oh, for what?
You know the kind he does when he wants to be really sincere, make sure that you understand that he's being sincere.
Was it for lube?
No, it was for Mobil 1 high mileage synthetic.
Well, partially right.
Keep your engine seals young. Yes. Pay Buzz for his commercial, please. Make sure that happens.
Checks in the mail.
You know, unlike some other people around here, Buzz does not work for free.
Pro bono. Say,
I don't think he should work for free. Because
why
if he
is
did,
that?
Because it wouldn't be nice.
Not nice?
No.
What I'd like to see you do is pay him. When he does a commercial, give him cash for it.
Does he deserve it?
I think he deserves every penny because he can make your engine seals feel young.
Is he a good reader?
He's a very good reader, and that's what he likes to do.
Likes to do what?
Aren't you tired of people that can't read? Don't you want somebody who can read like Buzz? So make sure you pay him for doing his commercials or he won't read for you anymore.
Who are you?
I'm Buzz Burbank, and I'm nice, and I'm from Wichita.
We're headed out to Wichita.
That's an incorrect statement. We won't be going there. Before we get to the final segment of the Hollywood Buzz here, let's bring in the people from the Grooming Lounge,
yes,
and Pater and all that, and then we'll kind of work all this together because you know they're going to be setting up all their goo and getting all this stuff in here.
This is
how much goo did they bring?
Bethann, can we bring all in the dynamic Pater and all our people from the Grooming Lounge? Let's bring this is Bill Patton.
Oh, he has a sign.
Oh, Patton. Did we take Patton out of the machine? No, we didn't.
That's right.
Yeah. Speaking of Patton, here we go.
Rommel, you magnificent bastard, I read your book!
George S. Patton.
That's right. We have Bill Patton and Mike Gold.
Now, please,
hello.
Well, all right. Bill, are you the spokesperson for the group here?
Yes, I am.
Okay, please explain who we have in here and what we're going to be doing to Pater.
Okay, I also brought Michelle Laplante. She's one of our estheticians. She's going to be
doing this. Is this Michelle right in back of you?
Yes.
How are you?
Good.
Very nice to see you. I'm Mike.
Thank you. Nice meeting
you. Come over there and say hello.
Well, I think Mike's going to give you a welcome hug.
Look, he stands.
How are you? Very nice to have you. You're a tiny little thing, aren't you?
Yes, I am.
Look at you. My goodness. An esthetician. That's somebody that actually takes peels your face off. Isn't that right?
Essentially, yes.
And you have to go to school to be an esthetician. Takes a while, and it's one of the skilled spa people. Isn't that correct?
Other way. Other way.
Peter, I don't want the light in my eyes.
There you go. No, put it up a little higher.
Now, Bill, you got the people in here. Where are you going to want Pater to be for his extreme intern makeover 2008?
Well, we brought Mike Thomas in here as well, who's one of our master grooming experts. And
a master groomer? All right.
And he's going to be doing the haircut portion.
Okay. Can you make his hair look like yours?
Perhaps. I don't know.
That would look
Mike
great.
Mike cuts my hair.
All right. Here's what Bill, this is what I want. This is really what I want. I understand that. Now, Pater, before, I guess, the 4th of July, got his hair cut. And he had a mop top, and that's why I thought this was going to be perfect. But because he's an intern on the Mike O'Mara Show, mm-hmm. he screwed up. Even though he didn't know he was screwing up, they don't do anything to help my show. That's why I got his hair cut. So can we do something dramatic for him, even though he's cut all his little curly locks off?
Michael's smiling, so I'm guessing, yes, we can do something pretty extreme.
And incidentally, I urge all of you to look at the look of defeat that is on the faces of all of our interns. You see, that's the way they look. So your groomer guy over there is going to actually give him a nice little trim, right?
Absolutely.
Okay,
absolutely.
Fantastic. And what do you do there? Are you like the chief cook and bottle washer? Are you the owner?
Not the owner, no. But
no.
I'm sort of one of the spokespeople for it. I'm kind of the jack of all trades.
I
help build our Atlanta store. I mean, a list goes on and on.
Do
and on.
Most people at the Grooming Lounge...
We have amazingly talented people with the Grooming Lounge.
Okay.
That's nice.
I'm going to take that as a yes.
All right. Come on. All right.
I think I know what he means.
She's a hottie. And I'll go get, you know, because do you like my, this is the newest thing here. I see I get the flat top.
No, yeah. It looks good.
The buzz cut. You like that, don't you?
It looks good.
Do you have a name tag? You don't need a name tag. What is it? That's right. What is your name again? Michelle. Okay.
Okay, but what we do need
like to
give you...
invite Michelle to come by BYOB Friday.
It'd be nice to have her. Wouldn't
I think
it?
We can all get you know, we all can get our eyes waxed or something like that. What was that, Bill?
I was going to say we've got our new hair, a product we called Hair Stuff. So we need to give you a little of that, kind of put in there, give it a little style.
More okay. Goo. You know what? While we're taking care of Peter, he doesn't have to be the only one that's getting
exactly.
stuff done over there.
Mike right. makes his own goo.
Where are you? Jesus. Hey, Captain Hornball.
We
what
have
are you? Somebody put something. What, they put ginseng
I
in your shake today? What's going on?
One thing. I'm just saying you had.
Where are you going to want Pater to be? Because we're going to get back to the Hollywood buzz while you guys are setting up. Where do you
sure,
want him
absolutely.
To be?
Whatever works best. I think we could probably do it. Can we do it here in this chair? And
got two microphones over there, Rob, so we can. Yeah, let's
sure.
get two microphones. Try not to bend them. And why don't you guys make yourselves comfortable? Mm-hmm. And you know, if you need to use this chair, what is the esthetician going to be doing to Pater?
She's going to be waxing his eyebrows. I think we're going to find out what else. Michelle wants to do, and so we're going
to
kind of play
I'd
that
like
by
to
ear.
Find out whatever Michelle. She wants. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
I, you know, we just look. We're in a wall of testosterone here, and when we get a pretty woman in here, we kind of go, really?
No, I completely understand.
Thank
Michelle
you
has
much.
That effect on gentlemen.
She
so,
does. Are you married, Michelle?
No, not.
Isn't that something?
Not currently.
Not currently.
I have a boyfriend.
You
I
have
see.
A boyfriend. All right. Is he a nice
She's
guy?
Very nice.
Right. Do you live around the area, Michelle? You do? We're always looking for buzz babes.
That's
know?
Right.
We really are.
And you're welcome.
It's a fabulous opportunity.
We have a lot of fun.
You know, because I'm sure they, you know, I mean, to supplement that meager income that Bill here is paying you, you know, I mean, it's, you know, we'll take care
yeah,
of things.
And I'm all keyed up.
All right, Peter, sit down, get ready, and we'll get right back to our buzz, Hollywood buzz thing here while they're getting ready. And we'll check in on with you, Bill, as things are progressing, okay?
Fantastic.
So go to town, you guys. And then we're going to put him in his outfit and take the after picture, and everybody's going to be happy. I don't know why I use those gestures.
What are you doing?
I have problems with interns. How you doing, Drew? How's it going back there?
Oh, I forgot.
Top of the world,
here.
Drew.
Biscuits and mustard.
Drew's okay. I like Drew. I like Drew.
Well,
and
you know what
Pater's,
happened today?
Pater's okay. Yeah. All our interns are okay. You know, they're just okay.
You know what happened today?
What?
Is with the haircut, Drew moves into the least substantial screw-up.
That's right. It's the other two guys, who Jeff and Horst the other day screwed
yeah, they
up.
Did really bad.
Bill, did you want to say something?
I'm good. I'm
okay.
Get ready to watch, you know, this happen, and we'll
if you have
we'll
any thoughts on these Hollywood stories, feel free to jump in.
Oh, sure.
Sure. Any of you.
Because my opinion really matters.
All right, Buzz, where were we?
Matters as much as ours. Well, Andy Dick was standing on a curb in a lineup, in a police lineup, after he'd allegedly urinated in public and pulled down a girl's top.
And not allegedly. They're pictures of the guy. So, I mean, I know
well,
they have to say that to
yeah,
be legal,
these are the
but
charges.
I went on the internet and saw pictures of him when he was groping the woman
mm-hmm. yeah.
who was actually singing karaoke.
We're pretty sure it's Andy, yes.
Sure. Looked like him.
They also say he had marijuana in his pockets and a Xanax he did not have a prescription for.
Oh, dear.
They booked him on felony charges of sexual battery, possession of controlled substance, possession of marijuana, and public intoxication. He was released this morning on $5,000 bail. Yes, yes, Mike.
I have a question, Buzz.
Yes, Mike.
This Xanax that he had in his pocket
uh-huh.
that he was not have a he did not have a prescription for?
Right.
Excuse
a
me.
What?
I, had I had a mini stroke just then. It's whenever we get a pretty lady in the studio.
Would you like a Xanax?
Yeah. You know what? The funny thing is that because he had like a pill in his pocket without, do you have to carry around your bottle or something
if
like that?
If you have a prescription, you're supposed to carry the prescription, the script itself with you.
I'm certain that if you were pulled over and
right.
if you said, I can produce the script.
Right. That's what
or
it gets
call
down
the doctor.
To.
Yeah.
You see that?
He admitted he did not. But you have a prescription at home you
that
can
is
back
Xanax.
That up with.
Yeah, but what about the marijuana?
Do you
in
know
your
seriously?
Pocket?
I give carry me, one of these. That. I carry one of these in my pocket or two of these every single day. How long ago did I have that issue when I thought I was having a heart attack?
It had to be 2.5 or 3 years ago.
Yeah, you and I don't take
attack.
Them. I don't take them, but I keep them with me. It's almost like a little security blanket.
I like
shouldn't
that.
You have them in like a container?
I like to carry them in my pocket.
Are they like a capsule or a pill?
It's a little pill.
Because
little
if you carry it in your
wanna
pocket.
Want to try one?
Boy, would I.
I'd love to give you one and just watch you go.
Hello, Robbie.
I love you.
No, but I don't think you're supposed to do that. I don't think you're supposed to carry them around in pill form, so I might not do that anymore.
No, but if you can produce the prescription, which you can and Andy Dick couldn't, then
mm-hmm.
you're okay.
Okay.
Brian Bonsall from Family Ties is now a wanted man. I don't know if you remember, but he was the cute little blonde-headed mop-top kid on the show who almost never had a line.
They all go bad. They all go bad, baby.
Is one season, Meredith Baxter Burney had a baby, and then they came back 3 months later after summer, and the kid was five.
You know what? What I'd like to see, he's a young guy, right?
Yeah, he's a late teen. No, he's 26 now.
He's 26.
Yeah,
he could still play for the Wingnuts.
So fast. Yeah. Actually, he looks good.
That'd be fun.
Yeah, you have a picture, don't you?
Yeah, I do, and I want to show it. He was supposed to show for a court hearing on probation violations yesterday in Boulder, but he didn't make it to court, just couldn't make it on time. He pleaded guilty last year to third-degree assault for roughing up his girlfriend.
Bastard!
He allegedly poured alcohol on her while she was sleeping and then put her in a chokehold.
That's not good.
See, that's not fair when someone's sleeping.
I know that move, though. That, you know, that move, like if you have a drink in your hand or something like that,
right,
and then they turn it into pouring alcohol. It's completely unfair.
Well, do you think it was booze or do you think it was, like, rubbing alcohol?
Probably booze.
Yeah, he failed a breathalyzer test, skipped out on a urine test, and failed to pay for his required domestic violence classes. Here are after and before pictures of Brian Boswell.
Oh, such a tragedy,
Family Ties.
Such an adorable young lad, and look at him with his scraped-up face now.
They grow up so fast, don't they, Mike?
That's a true shame,
It really, really
Who gives a rat's ass about that kid, anyway?
He had a pierced lip.
Clearly his parents don't.
Hey, do you have any piercings, Heather, or whatever your what is your name?
It's Michelle.
Michelle, do you have any piercings, darling? Just you don't have to answer that at all. I mean, I certainly you have your ears pierced.
Her ears are pierced.
Anything else?
No.
Maybe she'll tell if you reveal yours. She'll reveal hers.
Or maybe she'll go running out of the studio.
You know that grossed me out. You know you were talking,
Rob. We have
you
company.
You were talking about me, and you actually grossed me out when I thought that's how bad it was. That's how good that gross out was. You actually talked about me piercing myself, and that made me ill.
Your piercings are magnificent. I see you're not wearing the chain today that connects them.
It connects a series of three. Start of the nostril to the eyebrow. To the oh my God!
Just don't shake your head too viciously.
Yeah, me and Lenny Kravitz all the way. Uh-huh. There we go. Yeah, I've actually been grossed out by Rob thinking about my own body. That is really, really terrific. Good job, Rob.
Thank you, Mike.
I don't have any tattoos either.
No, you don't.
No tattoos you on will. Me, Helen. We're, none whatsoever.
We're gonna change
Michelle. That. That's right. No tattoos on
you
me.
You know
whatsoever.
How to impress the chicks.
I'm sorry, Casanova. Okay, I don't photographically memorize every piece of ass that comes into the studio like you do. I'm sorry I'm not as suave. I have been on my knees praising this woman since she came into the studio. You understand that I'm fond of you, don't you, Heather? Michelle?
Are you okay with that, Sally?
Yes, that's fine. Everything is terrific.
Thank you, Phyllis.
There's something about that outfit, too. It's just so conservative. It's like, oh, dear. Saw that move there. I don't know. It's just a little move. Just a little moment between me and Michelle, and I know her name now.
Now you do.
There you go. Outstanding. Fantastic.
Mike's good piercings.
Time. Meanwhile, if you're keeping track of the Extreme Intern Makeover 2008, Pater is getting his hair cut very short. They're going with almost a conservative look.
Mm-hmm. He looks great.
Who's the stylist, Bill, that we're using over here?
This is Mike Thomas, who's one of our master grooming experts who works primarily out of our D.C. location.
Mike, is Pater's curly locks difficult to work with? Wiry? Thinning in any way?
He has the devil's curly hair.
Any lice or anything that you're having to contend with right now? A little sticky.
Well, hygiene not a requirement.
That's gross.
I really don't want to know what that's.
Mike is tattooed.
What's that?
Mike has a tattoo on his.
Oh, he looks like he's got a little sleeve there.
Yes.
Yeah. Right. You know what it looks like? It looks like he doesn't wear a lot of ties.
Really?
Okay. I mean, he doesn't seem like he's a tie guy.
So how is it going so far? Going okay over there, Master Groomer? Okay, thanks a lot.
He's working like a true artist.
Now you want to know why I did the Buzz segment and this at the same time. Back to Buzz Burbank, ladies and gentlemen.
He hates us.
It's hard to tell the date on this story. It says here, Stones guitarist Ron Wood in rehab. Well, that could be from any year, couldn't it?
This is a recent story.
Okay,
I read about this. Actually read about this last night.
Uh-huh.
And it's he actually brought a waitress, an 18-year-old cocktail waitress, out to one of his like castles.
A Russian cocktail waitress.
Which castle? He's got a few of them. Ron Wood.
Well, of course he does. He mostly paints now.
He wasn't only a Stone. He was with Faces and Rod Stewart back when Rod Stewart was a real rocker.
Do you think he dyes his hair?
I'm not sure.
Well, apparently this affair with the 18-year-old waitress has affected and perhaps threatened his marriage of 23 years. Just before the news broke that Ron was going into rehab, a so-called friend of the family told People magazine, and I quote, he's drinking two bottles of vodka a day
and
is obviously on some kind of bender hanging out with this girl. He's had a reputation as a hellraiser and a drunk, but never as a philanderer until now.
Oh, well, that's the two bottles. I usually stay to just one.
That's right.
One bottle of vodka and I'm okay.
You know.
This guy's called again and again. Steve from Ashburn, Virginia. How are you, Steve?
Hey, Mike. How you doing today?
Steve, what can we do for you, sir?
Mike, I'm dying to know about Beth Ann's boobs.
Beth Ann's boobs? What do you want to know? I know all there is to know about them. What do you want to know?
Are they sloped? Are they pointed straight out? And how
they are? I will tell you one thing. This is this going to work for you, Steve? They're incredibly large.
They're larger than one would ever believe, and they're truly amazing, and they look quite natural, actually.
That's right.
Really? No sloping or just straight out?
No sloping. Well, not straight out. Straight out is not natural.
No,
there has to
natural,
be a little
natural.
The natural kind of teardrop, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. I wonder if she'd like to come over and I could clean her mirror with my Windex.
Now, do you have the sincere hots for Beth Ann McBride, Steve?
One of many men, actually.
Totally.
And incidentally, Beth Ann, this isn't somebody I shouldn't be talking to, is it?
Oh, stop it.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Why isn't her boobs on the website?
You mean naked boobs? Because
why
we can't put naked boobs on the website. Why isn't your ass on the website, too, Steve? Steve, are you enjoying this? Steve, have you gotten some erotic satisfaction out of this phone call? I know that's what you were looking for.
Getting close.
There you go.
That's nice. Time to hang up.
There he goes.
For us.
Call Jim Rome.
Oh, yeah. That's the seat of eroticism
on
this radio
station.
That'll cure
him of it.
Yeah.
Vern Troyer says his ex-girlfriend did not almost drown him in an erotic bubble bath. Contrary to what you've heard.
Man, I saw a picture of like a real super close-up of him. Yeah. And, you know, Mini-Me is not somebody you want to study up close too much, you know, because it just...
Well, you have to get pretty close or you won't see him at all.
But there are all sorts of like little things. Like
I know.
I mean, I don't want to be a bigot.
All I know...
I love all people, including little people. People of all shapes
and
sizes.
Do you know
it's the way I feel about people. I'm a people person.
You are, Mike.
Although, it's the way I've always been.
Do you remember Scott the Dwarf?
Yes.
When we went to a Christmas party, what you said when you met his wife?
What did I say?
You walked right up.
I swear to God,
said,
this is true,
you don't
but I
remember?
Forgot. No, I don't remember
oh,
what I said.
It's great. You walked, and she was also
had
a
had I been
person.
Drinking?
Yes.
What?
At a Christmas party?
Yeah.
And you said, oh, Scott, this must be the little woman.
Oh, God, no.
He's here all week. Actually, they both are.
Did he get divorced?
I don't know.
Why do
I think so?
Why do I think he may have gotten divorced?
You can see
him in the movie Zoolander.
He actually hangs out around where I live. I bumped into him a couple of times.
Uh-huh. Oh, that's right. He's guarding that pot of gold.
He was in my failed restaurant and dropped his pants one night. Maybe that's why we're closed.
There you go. That's bad luck.
But he actually, I think I had heard that maybe I might be totally wrong, but I'd love to hear from Scott the Dwarf. Loved it. You know what? There's a guy that you could bring in for BYOB Friday.
Great. Oh, yeah. There's
I'd
a
love
spark
to have
life,
him.
So to speak.
Beth Ann, if you could, try to track old Scotty down.
We're trying to remember what his last name is.
Still trying to get Bob Skin from upstairs to come
I've
down.
I've got it.
BYOB
okay,
Friday.
Yeah.
All right, go ahead.
Anyway, so his girlfriend, Vern Troyer's girlfriend, made this claim about him nearly drowning in one of her erotic bubble baths. Quoting Vern, he's issued a short statement.
Was it in a sink?
Quoting him, he says, there's no incident like that. She's coming up with things and telling the media anything to make it interesting.
I almost drowned in a sink.
I haven't
Man, she was so horny, though.
He says, the things she says just aren't true.
Mm-hmm.
They're no longer speaking, the two of them. Currently locked in a court battle over the sex video. Vern and Renee continue to cohabitate. They're still living in the same place, but not peacefully.
Certainly hope one of them will be the bigger person out of all this.
Well, he's always had a short temper.
There we are. Want to join in on this party?
I've already done my part.
Okay.
Josh Brolin.
It's a tall order to really get this thing taken care of and resolved,
you
I would say.
You said it all. Josh Brolin and Jeffrey.
Rob's brain right now, you can hear that humming sound. He's
no,
trying
let's
desperately.
Let's move on. Let's
okay,
move on.
Let's press on.
Josh Brolin and Jeffrey Wright were pepper sprayed and tased when they were arrested. You heard about this arrest?
You had this a couple of days ago, didn't you?
We may have. We talked about the fact that some of the cast members from the new Oliver Stone movie W were arrested right after they finished filming. Apparently.
One thing I was curious about, and it was a drunken brawl, mm-hmm. and they obviously got arrested after this happened.
Louisiana.
I was curious as to the content of the film and whether that played any role in these guys getting into a fight, because down in that part of the the world,
right.
you're in red state territory down
sure.
there.
Sure.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know.
Is it blue or red state? Which is Republican?
Red is Republican.
Red is Republican.
That's how I remember.
Okay. Yeah, Shreveport would be very much so, but I don't know that it had anything to do with that. We'll have to wait and see some of the after stories that we'll undoubtedly hear.
Isn't that journalism 101, though, now the way it is today? You wouldn't hear, like, what caused it. You'll hear, pepper sprayed and tased.
Well, the only way you're going to find out what caused it, it would be to actually talk to the people involved, and they're in the hoosegow right now.
You know, one, I can say this now. I couldn't say it at the time, but there was one St. Patrick's Day where... a customer at the old Ristorante got a little out of hand.
Right.
And we had a tent that was backing up almost to the door.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy was very troublesome. And he was troublesome even when they had a little law enforcement hanging out with him.
Oh, really?
And they finally had to give him the old like that.
Is it awesome?
About the coolest thing I've ever seen. He was flapping around like a cod. It was really. And because he went down and then he wouldn't cooperate even again. So they gave him a little extra dose. And, you really see grown men go, ow, ow.
Knowing St. Patrick's Day at your old place, did people line up then to get tased?
I'm next. Yeah. I want that special green taser.
Let me try it. Let me try it.
Thanks for that.
You were asking about the cause. As it turns out, Wright, Jeffrey Wright.
Are you okay? You want to start again?
No, Jeffrey Wright, one of the actors.
He's the one who plays Colin Powell in the movie.
Exactly. He's African American.
What happened?
Well, he was repeatedly tased and pepper sprayed as he lay helpless on his stomach in the street, and he says Shreveport cops called him the N-word. So that may have been a factor in all this as well.
Oh, well, more to come, I'm sure.
I'm sure. Coming up in your final buzz, why TV may suck more than ever this fall. I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Okay, we're in the middle of it. We've got all the good people from the Grooming Lounge here, and we've got Pater. Beth Ann, can you come to the studio for a second? Because I do want to get a slight update on the clothing situation, because I didn't get a chance to talk with you about it.
Yeah.
And what do you think of Pater's hair so far?
Hello.
Oh, look at those.
Yeah, it's nice.
Hey, what's that guy?
By the way, thank you.
The guy from Ashburn is really getting into
it
right now.
Have
you met my friend Michelle?
Yes, I have.
I want to say it as many times now so that she knows that I won't get the name
wrong.
That's
the secret.
Yes. Yeah. That's the secret. Okay, stud. I know what the secret is.
Buzz has other secrets,
my God. Now, tell me what we did with Pater as far as the clothing is concerned. Is it going to be dramatic?
Very.
And we have the before pictures already?
Yes.
And they will be one-word answers. And they will be up on MikeO'MaraShow.com?
Correct.
The witness may step down.
So we're going to do that. And then what did you get for him when you went out and about?
Well, I went with Katie last night.
Mm-hmm.
And we went to the hippest places to go.
I'm sorry, those one-word answers. We're out of time. We're going to have to discuss it when we come back.
I preferred the one-word answers.
Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to find out more about Pater's fantastic makeover and also take a look into our audio vault. More fun and more thrills. Are you having a good time, Michelle? Good. I just like having her here. I'm sorry.
Sure.
Good. Well, certain women have that look, really.
She's fantastic.
She could be on TV. Don't you think she could be on TV, Beth Ann?
Definitely.
Absolutely. We're having a great party here tomorrow. It's going to be awesome. We'll be right back with more fun and more thrill.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.